The Democratic Alliance will, through our DA spokesperson on finance, Wolfgang Walhorn, write to the Northwest MEC of Finance, Kenetswe Mosenogi, requesting urgent intervention in the newly approved budget of the J.B. Marks municipality. This after the new budget, with a deficit of 151 million, was approved by the ruling political parties, ANC, Patriotic Alliance and EFF, despite strong objections by the DA and Freedom Front Plus. The DA recommended that Provincial Treasury be invited to address the discrepancies in the different interpretations of this budget before the budget is adopted. When this was refused, the DA abstained from voting in order to avoid giving legitimacy to the procedural flawed budget process and proposed budget. This budget is based on empty promises and not on reality. The already struggling municipality simply cannot afford all the projects planned. This budget is based on money that the municipality simply does not have. If there's no money to fund these promises, the result will be more broken services, more broken promises, and a city in even worse financial shape. J.B. Marks needs infrastructure improvements urgently and upgrades to address the sewer problems, unreliable electricity and water issues. The current Eskom debt is at an astounding 700 million and escalates between 70 and 120 million each month. These figures will climb even more once the 12.7% electricity tariff increase approved by NERSA kicks in. The residents of J.B. Marks have suffered enough, and they deserve better. The DA will continue to fight for service delivery and good governance in J.B. Marks.